Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I'm actually calling for dirty work.
I got a request for Dirty Work Wednesday for you.
Can y'all do some dirty work?
It's Dirty Work Wednesday. Dirty Work Wednesday on the Z Morning Zoo.
Hello?
Dirty Work Wednesday's on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
This is Heather.
Hey, Heather, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Well, I think my boyfriend might be sneaking off to be with his ex.
Oh.
And actually, I think he might be over at her place right now.
Oh, at 8 o'clock in the morning?
Yes.
What would he be doing over there right now? Do you think he spent the night?
No, he works third shift and then he comes home. So usually he's home at the same time every night. And I know because I hear him come in.
Okay.
But I don't think he knows that I'm awake when he comes in, though. So
Okay, so you're in bed. He gets home. You hear him. You kind of look at the clock and then you go back to sleep?
Yeah, but in the past couple of weeks, he's been really late a few times.
And you think this is because he's sneaking off to be with his ex?
Yeah, I think he's going over there and messing around and thinking, I'm not going to know because he thinks I'm sleeping and I don't notice it.
Right.
Now, do you have any tracker, like, on his phone or anything?
No, but last week I saw his ex had texted him and it was a little, like, kissy face emoji. So that's what kind of got me thinking.
Okay, so there's no chance he's just like working overtime or maybe going out for breakfast beers after work or anything?
No, well, I mean, he's not allowed to work overtime, so he's already got too many hours.
Okay, what is your boyfriend's name?
It's Todd.
And how long have you guys been together?
Since this summer, so a few months. He moved in with me in July.
He already lives with you?
Yeah, he didn't really have anywhere to go, so I just let him stay with me, and it was actually going really well up until now.
Okay. What is his ex's name?
It's Amanda. And she's a bitch and I can't stand her. I actually call her Amanda Can't Stand Ya.
Amanda Can't Stand Ya. Nice. So the two of you have met then?
Yes. I went over to her place to help him get his stuff.
Oh, okay. So Todd lived with Amanda before he lived with you?
Yes.
Well, this guy sounds just like a winner all around. Okay, so we think that Todd, who is your boyfriend and lives with you, is sneaking off to be with his ex, Amanda, who he used to live with right before you.
Yes.
But you don't know for sure.
I mean, I'm pretty sure, but I don't have proof, no.
Okay, and you want us to help you get some?
If you could, yes.
Oh, we could. So where is this Amanda person? Like, where does she live? What city?
Newport News.
Okay, and what type of residence does she have? Like a house, a condo, an apartment?
She has an apartment.
Okay, perfect. Do you happen to have a phone number for her that she might answer if we call?
I think I do, yes.
Okay, well, let's give her a call when we come back and see if we can find out if Mr. Todd is having a little post-work breakfast party over at the ex's place.
Yeah, I mean, if he's over there, I swear to you, I will... like, get off of work right now and drive myself over there. Like, I'm not kidding.
Oh, boy. Okay. All right. Well, hang on. We're going to find out next.
Hello?
Hi. I'm trying to reach Amanda, if possible.
Yeah, this is Amanda.
Oh, good. Okay. I'm trying to get a hold of all the tenants this morning. I'm calling from the main office of the apartment complex. Did you place a service order for your shower to be fixed?
No.
Okay, I think maybe that was next door to you. Okay, the other reason I'm calling is to let you know that we've had a lot of unauthorized parking in our lots, and they're going to start towing some of these vehicles this morning unless they have a visitor pass hanging in their window. Do you currently have anybody besides yourself parked in our lot?
Actually, yeah. I have a friend over right now. Does he need to move his car?
Well, no. What I can do is I can tell the truck driver not to tow him just for today. Can you give me a quick, what's the make and model of the car?
A Hanasek. Oh. Hey. What's the model of your car?
What color is that? There's an
office
marshal,
they're going to tow it. It's a Honda Civic.
Okay. And what color is it?
It's black.
Okay. And the license plate, so I can kind of write that down.
RJ8W. Okay, put Todd on the phone. Hello? Yeah, dumb b-. Put my boyfriend on the phone now. Excuse me? Who do you think you're talking to? I know exactly who I'm talking to. It's the stupid skank my boyfriend broke up with 5 months ago. Put his ass on the phone. Hold up a second. First of all, you don't ever talk to me like that. You don't know me. You don't know the situation. So keep your mouth shut. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I ask to talk to a ghetto hooker? No, I asked to talk to my boyfriend. Huh? So put him on the phone or I'm going to come down there and kick your fucking door down. Bitch, I dare you to come over here. You need to learn some f***ing manners. I got no problem being the one to teach you.
Ooh.
Oh, no, 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 no. The only thing you can teach is how to get a man to leave you in less than a month, you dumb f***. And I already saw that movie. It's called How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. Why don't you come over here and I'm going to teach you how to lose your teeth in 10 minutes? Fine. I'll come over there right now. Trust me, you're going to regret it. Okay, good, but can you do me a favor? If you ring the bell and I don't answer, just yell because I might not hear you because I'm going to be f***ing your man, okay?
Oh.
You're dead, bitch. You're dead.
Boy, stop.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.